What is up, gamers? Welcome to the Vault RPG Mini Podcast for Monday, January 29th, 2018. Remember, this is the show where I talk as much about RPGs in 15 minutes or less as I can. I'm your host, Philip. Let's get today's episode started. So before we jump into today's main topic, which is a wonderful resource if you love RPGs, which hopefully you do since you're listening to this, or watching it. And if you're on the Nintendo Switch, this is going to be an amazing resource for you. But before we jump into that, I kind of just wanted to talk about last week a bit and give you an update on the channel and sort of celebrate for a second. So I was able to put out an episode every day last week, which is a big thing for me. I've started a lot of projects in the past that have sort of fizzled out either after a couple days or a couple of episodes because of being too busy or not really feeling the direction of the project. But I'm happy to report that this is really, really good. And I'm really, really into it. I have a really exciting plan for the future. And so I'm very excited about what's going on. And I'm very happy for myself for putting out, I believe it was 6 episodes in 5 weeks because one of the days went long. So, in addition to that, let's see what I've got here. In addition to that, let's talk about what I was playing. I'm still playing through Lost Sphere by Tokyo RPG Factory, and I am loving it. I'm not going to talk too much about it today because a deeper review is coming for it, but if you want my initial impressions, the first 4 hours, that was an episode from last week, go track it down. And now I'm a good bit further into the game, and every hour that I play, I like it more and more. So it's checking all the boxes that I was hoping for it to check. All right, in addition to Lost Sphere, I downloaded the demo on the Switch for Dragon Quest Builders. Now, this is a game that I don't know too much about. In fact, looking at it and even popping it in for the first few minutes, I was a little skeptical on. But it's, I guess, mainly just because I didn't know too much about it, and I didn't know that it felt as good as it does. Now, I felt like the first few minutes, the first half an hour of playing the tutorial section, I felt like it dragged a little bit. But that may have just been because I've played so much Minecraft over the years that I'm already very, very familiar with the mechanics that Dragon Quest Builders is giving you. And so I felt like, I know all of this. Let's just get to letting me, give me some freedom to play. And then, as I played it more, I found out how good it actually felt, how mechanically sound it is. It looks great. It sounds great. It's very charming. It's well written. It's funny. And so I'm kind of into it. I'm kind of excited about it. But if you've played it, let me know your thoughts on Dragon Quest Builders. Are you excited about it? Is it going to be something that you immediately get as soon as it comes out? It is like Minecraft. It's a little more focused, and it's in, a Dragon Quest universe type deal. So I'm pretty excited, actually, and that is a surprise for me. Now, next thing is I did, in fact, get my first NES cartridge, the original Final Fantasy. I talked about that actually in the very first episode of the Vault RPG Mini Podcast, so you can go listen to that. I talk about the beginning of what I hope to be a game collection that I'm very proud of. I've never collected games much, but it's something that I'm very interested in now, and I felt like the original Final Fantasy was a great place for me to start. So let me know what other games I need to be looking for next, okay? So I think that covers last week and some housekeeping. So let's dive into what today's episode is actually all about. Now, I teased it at the beginning, and like I said, if you are on the Switch platform and you are interested in RPGs at all, this is going to be an amazing resource for you. It's a website that I came across because I actually came in contact with these people on Twitter, and they're called Switch RPG. The website is called switchrpg.com. Now, I cannot suggest this website enough, and I'm going to give you some reasons why. I think that the people are great. They're extremely inviting and friendly, engaging on Twitter. So if you haven't, if you don't know about these people, if you've never heard of them before, once again, on Twitter and Facebook, they're at SwitchRPG. So go follow them and see what they're all about. Now, I'm going to give you a quick rundown of what the website does and what it is and why I'm so excited about it. I've actually got it pulled up right now, so I'm just going to kind of go through what it is. In fact, first I'm going to read you their sort of their mission statement and what they hope the website to become. So it says that Nintendo Switch RPG is a database. It's a system that tracks as many RPG games for the Switch as possible. It's a huge task because so many games are coming out on the Switch now. And it provides information on each title, including price, screenshots, tags, genres, and more. The database also provides a powerful search to help you find new games easily. In addition, prices are tracked and history is stored on each title. Now, that's a really cool thing, and I don't want to skip over it, but prices are tracked and history is stored on each title. Now, I'm going to go into sort of what that means and what that means for you as a user. If you have looked through the Nintendo eShop and you just find it kind of overwhelming, there's so many games coming out every day, and so it's just constantly hitting you, and there's just a wide breadth of games that are coming out. If you're interested in RPGs, this is a great way to sort of filter down the eShop because it's only covering RPGs, and it does so in a way that makes sense, that's organized, and will help you in one place get all the information that you need about a game. And like it said, it's trying to create a system that helps you find new games. And I'm going to show you a few ways that it can do that. So creating an account with the website allows you to build out a profile. Okay. And before we talk about the profile, let's just go through what the main page gives you. So as soon as you hit switchrpg.com, you see a couple of lists here. Now, the first thing is games on sale. So immediately as soon as you hit the page, you are able to see what RPGs on the Switch platform are on sale and at a great price. And if you've been looking for these games, now's the time to get them. So it's immediate. It's right there. It's organized. Okay. So you get the sale price, and they're constantly updating these things. And like I said, they're constantly tweeting them out too. So you get it on the site. You also get it on Twitter. In addition, if you scroll down a little bit, you'll get to see what games are coming soon. This is great for me because I like to sort of plan ahead, and this site is great for people who like to plan ahead. So games that are coming soon. I'm looking at Dragon Quest Builders. It says it's set to release February 9th, 2018. It shows the genre as an action RPG, and it also gives me this little icon that indicates that there's a demo on the eShop. So then right then and there, I'm able to get a vast amount of information on the game. And there's even more if you click on the game. We'll do that in a minute. But first, let's connect games coming soon to what you can do on your profile, because this is really neat. So you know that some games are coming out you can't wait for, or maybe some games have come out recently that you haven't been able to get yet, but you want. So by creating a profile, you are able to create a wish list that compiles all the games that you're interested in. And because the website tracks the price, it keeps the price here and then tallies it up for you. So that's really neat. And for a lot of you, I'm sure, like myself, a little depressing to see just how much your wish list would cost, right? And it just shows it right here on your profile. Now, you're also able to look at a collection. You're able to compile all the games that you currently own. I actually don't have too many games on my Switch at the moment. I'm slowly filling this out. I'm trying to play sort of one game at a time. Where in the past, I would just buy game after game after game and never play them. So I'm trying to do a different thing on the Switch right now. But anyway, you're able to put it in a collection, the games that you own. So, and they're always adding new features to this profile too. But that's really, really awesome. And it will also, you know, tally up the total value of your collection. Okay. Now, finding new games. This is why this is where this site really, really shines. Okay. So, it is a database where you can look through all the games that are coming out. And the thing is, a lot of times, if you don't know about a game, if you're not familiar with a game, then you may just be turned off because of the name or something, or you just can't get that get a lot of information. You don't know a lot about it. So this game tells you a lot about these games in one place. That's why I'm saying it's very easy. Now, I know about Blossom Tales. I really want to pick up Blossom Tales, but I'm going to click on it. So right off the bat, it gives me all the sort of the background information. We're talking the publisher, developer, release date, all that. It links you straight to the eShop page. So with one click, you can go straight there and buy it. Obviously telling me the price, gives me the link to the official website, gives me the link to the developer's Twitter. So just a vast amount of information. It also links me to the critic scores and reviews. It has the embedded trailer. So if I don't know this game, I immediately can see what it looks like, gives me screenshots, and at the bottom, it links me to reviews. So I am, with one click onto this game's page, I'm able to get everything about it in one place. And then if I'm interested, I can immediately click and go straight to the eShop. That is an amazing thing. Another way that you can sort of find new games is through the Game of the Week feature. Every week, they highlight a new game. So, for instance, I've never played Darkest Dungeon. In fact, I mean, I'd heard about it, but I don't know much about it. So, since it's highlighted in Game of the Week, maybe it's something that I'm interested in picking up that I wasn't planning on picking it up before, but because I see it's a Game of the Week, I'm able to see, you know, the site ranking is number 2. It's got a couple of awards that shows me that it has a couple of awards on the side. It shows me that it's got a great score and it's reviewing really well. I'm able to watch the trailer. I'm able to look at the screenshots and then determine if that's something that I'm interested in. Maybe it is, so I pick it up. Like I said, super, super valuable resource. Last way that it kind of introduces you to new games or maybe games that you've never heard of is it has a page where it will just throw a random game at you. I just clicked random game and it gave me Xenoblade Chronicles 2, which I have on my Switch right now, and I want to revisit after I finish Lost Sphere. So yeah, so switchrpg.com. And remember, on social media, they're at switchrpg. Check them out. Super, super cool. I'm very excited about what they've got here and then what they're planning on for the future. I cannot stress it enough. If you are on the Switch platform and you like RPGs, this is a resource for you. So take advantage of it. Take advantage of it. That's actually going to do it for this episode. This is, once again, Vault RPG Mini Podcast for Monday, January 29th, 2018. Thank you so much for listening this far. And remember that you can follow me on social media at VaultRPG. And until next episode, thanks for listening. Happy gaming. I'll see you.